Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Did you know that Hamas has a deputy foreign minister? They do. They evidently have a deputy foreign minister, but he walked out on a BBC interview because the reporter kept asking him about going into Israel, and they killed so many people. They slaughtered people, and of course, this deputy foreign minister for Hamas decided he didn't want to be interviewed anymore. So he threw the microphone on the ground and got up and walked out. Not surprising at all, but kudos to the BBC reporter, Hugo Bachega, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, for asking those tough questions and just proving once and that Hamas is not in the business of telling the truth about anything. And I think that is incredibly important. Welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning, or if you're listening on the replay anytime over the weekend on various radio station affiliates, you can always go over there right then and send us a message about what you think about what we're talking about here on the program. And just right before we get back to our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience, we want you to join with our sister station, AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka on his Great American Cigar Tour. And that's being brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November the 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, by the way, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. And Denise, that sounds like that will be a pretty good time, I think.
If you like cigars, which I don't have a problem with them.
Well, you know, and you got Sebastian Gorka as well, so it sounds like a lot of fun. So theanswersarasota.com to find out more about that. Well, Denise, when last we left the story here, of course, did you hear about that Hamas deputy foreign minister who stormed out of the interview?
I saw the interview.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it just doesn't get any weirder than this.
Well, it is the way it is. I think, you know, the interviewer knew precisely what was going to happen. And I give him high praise for, you know, trying to make that confrontation in a big way. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Well, indeed. Well, because, you know, the fact that they have a deputy foreign minister is almost laughable because, of course, you know, we know that they're a terrorist organization. They're not any kind of legitimate government that I think that we would ever, think that could be. They don't work in the people's best interest. They use them as cannon fodder, and they want to destroy their neighbor Israel and kill all the Jews. I mean, it's not funny, and I'm not trying to be flip. This is what they want to do.
Well, I mean, that's precisely it. And, I will tell you this. I'm real tired of you know, everybody, you know, blaming Iran for all things Hamas. Because I will tell you that Qatar did all of this. I mean, they approved all of this with a full wink and nod. They have been funding Hamas and all things Palestine for decades. I would argue that, in fact, Hamas is worth billions of dollars. They don't even really need Iran's money because they've gotten it from Qatar. So, yeah.
Well, but also we did hear as well that it looks like Hamas, they call them militants, but they're really terrorists. But they actually went to Iran to be trained in the last year or two, basically.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And Qatar knows every bit of that. And so, you know, our government has to be very careful about what they say about Qatar, and they really say all nice things, because we have a very large footprint and a very large military base and intelligence operation in Qatar. I will remind everybody once again that when Obama released the Taliban 5 out of Guantanamo Bay, where was it that they went? Oh, yeah, Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
We actually built for them, or Qatar did, with our approval. You can't make this stuff up. An embassy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, as you said, yeah, you can't make this stuff up. But now, of course, we're at a real crossroads, though, aren't we? Because the world seems to be polarizing along these lines of, well, Palestine must be free from the river to the sea, and somehow Israel is a bad actor, occupier, apartheid state, et cetera, et cetera. And they're the devil incarnate somehow. And this is just a weird place to be in, don't you think?
Well, you know, where do you think that these students get all of this nonsense? Well, they get it from their professors. And these professors, why are they teaching it? Because they're paid by Qatar to teach it.
Wow. All right, hold that thought, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon as we go through the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
No, we're not going to bed. Not anytime soon, folks. We have way too much to tell you about as we race through and rocket through this weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And as well, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, welcome back to the program this morning.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, I saw this earlier, and I wanted to ask your opinion about it. Well, I guess a dubious distinction for a California city. It's called Richmond, California. It's about 18 miles north of San Francisco. They voted 5-1 to pass a resolution that they claim recognizes Palestinian suffering and accuses Israel of ethnic cleansing. Richmond, California.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's not funny. I'm laughing because it's so absurd.
Look, I can't. Qatar, and I'm gonna rail on Qatar for a while because, you know, I wrote an article, several years ago and I titled it, It's Qatar, Stupid. I didn't realize at the time, I guess just how, applicable it would be. But, Qatar has something called the Qatar Development Fund. And, you know, we rail against and we're mad that China owns our farmlands, a lot of our farmland in the United States and, you know, so forth and so on. But I will tell you that Qatar is one of the top investors in real estate in the United States, especially in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., they actually own quite a lot of office buildings And one of the office buildings is in a plaza in Washington, D.C., and the name escapes me because I wrote it in that article. It's Qatar stupid years ago. But it happens to also house the law firm in this office building where Eric Holder went back to after he was no longer the attorney general.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, who else would be a fun organization to partner with Qatar? Oh, I'm glad you asked. How about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. So is anybody getting the picture here now?
Indeed.
And one of the top things that they want to talk about is equity. Equity. Now, how can you have equity in Gaza?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought they just had, you know, just suffering rule, you know, that comes over them.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm pretty angry at all of these people that, you know, say, you know, poor Palestinians. Well, you know what? The Palestinians voted in Hamas as their government, so I don't have a lot of sympathy in that realm. Furthermore, they almost kind of get what they deserve, because if they were very serious about improving their plight in Gaza, how many Palestinians, ladies and gentlemen, how many Palestinians decided they were going to turn in some of these these Hamas militants in Gaza for what they're doing there? Building tunnels, making rockets, missiles, guns, stealing money, stealing, you know, aid coming from Egypt and, you know, the hundreds of trucks a day that used to happen.
Right.
So how many of these Palestinians, you know, went to Israel and said, let me tell you what's going on over here? How many times did that happen? Oh, now we hear about this intelligence failure, right?
Right.
That Israel should have, in fact, known about what Hamas was doing. Well, and who do they want to blame for this and are blaming? Well, they're blaming Netanyahu. But let's wait a second now, because, as you just said, interestingly enough, how long has Hamas been training for all of this?
Yeah, a while.
At least a couple of years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was prime minister a couple of years ago? Because it wasn't Netanyahu. Netanyahu was only just sworn in this past December.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So he wasn't even there when all this was going on.
Well, but at the same time, though, of course, you know, you've got people who have this notion somehow that Israel is you know, it's really set up by somebody else. They have these, and Netanyahu has got these different sort of intentions and so forth. You know, I just don't see, you know, that in and of itself. We see Hamas came across the border.
Well, look. You had the former prime minister that was there. And under the former prime minister, well, Israel would allow 7,000 work permits for Gazans. And I say that because some of them may have been Palestinian Islamic Jihad, some of them may be Palestinian, some of them may have been Hamas. But they could leave Gaza every day and come into Israel and work, 7,000 of them. Under the former prime minister, he increased it to 17,000.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you inviting a problem?
Well, it seems like it, but it's also the fact that Israel tries to, you know, have the best environment. They try to put the, you know, their best foot forward, as it were, in these kinds of relations. And I can't imagine they're being called the names that they're being called, because they've had to really make it a science to try to work with and literally coexist with people who are surrounding Israel.
Well, yeah. And so where does that pressure come from? Because remember, you know, we supply Israel with an awful lot of things to keep the stability in the Middle East. And they're the only ones that are keeping the stability in the Middle East. So we say, okay, Israel, we'll give you this, but this is the attachment. You got to behave this way or this way or this way. Now, where does a lot of that pressure come from? Oh, glad you asked. It comes from money that Qatar pays into the policy people here in the United States. Well, who are the policy people? In other words, kind of like the lobbyists that have been working on all things Gaza and West Bank and Golan Heights and settlements and blah, 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 blah. The Brookings Institute. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the Brookings Institute gets most of their money from where? Oh, glad you asked. Qatar. And in fact, the Brookings Institute has an office in Doha. Is anybody beginning to see all of this?
Well, it's very interesting because obviously there are these connections here that when you start to follow them, yeah, it starts to take shape.
Precisely. And so, you know, we think that we're giving a lot of money and a lot of relief to Iran, and we are. But we also should be punishing Iran, but we also should be punishing Qatar. And the next in line after that is Turkey.
And especially because they're a NATO member, and there's been a lot of talk recently now about, well, maybe they shouldn't be a NATO member.
Well, right. Now, let's talk about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, shall we? Do you not think that Russia is behind a lot of what is happening in Israel and in Gaza? Because I'm here to tell you that they are. How many times, just in the last 10 weeks, has Putin, has Moscow entertained Hamas leadership? Three. Three separate times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Denise, here comes the music coming up here, but you're going to stick around with us, right, for a third segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very cool. All right, folks, Denise Simon, a lot more to talk about with Denise on the other side of the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, and I also want to ask Denise about those airstrikes. Did they go far enough? Good question. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man suspected in a mass shooting in Maine, has been found dead. 40-year-old Card was found in the woods near Lisbon. Police believe he killed 18 people and injured 13 others after opening fire in a bowling center and then a bar Wednesday night. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
Israel forces are expanding ground operations in the Gaza Strip. This comes after multiple explosions in Gaza City on Friday. Tim Berg, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Where's the money? Well, James Comer found some money, right? He found the $200,000. We've been telling you about this week here on the program. So now the question is not just where's the money, it's where's the paper trail, right? I think that's an interesting question. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we race across your radio dial here on the weekend edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And speaking of .coms, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And you want to find out more about Denise, you want to check out her great articles and all the great stuff she has over there, just go to FoundersCode.com. Isn't that right, Denise?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. Well, as we were heading out to break, I mentioned I did want to ask you about these airstrikes. You know, we talked about it earlier in the week, of course, but, you know, did these go far enough or were they proportional, as they say, in the military jargon, or is there something else in the offing that has to happen at this point?
You mean the U.S. airstrikes in Syria?
Yes, I should say. Yeah, clarify. Yeah, in Syria.
They were a gesture. They meant nothing.
Well, wow. Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. I wonder, you know, if people think that this is causing the kind of damage to stop their ability to harm U.S. troops, because ostensibly that was the reason.
Yeah, not so much.
It gave Biden
was a gesture. If they were going to do anything, they should have had a few airstrikes over Iraq and not Syria.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The other piece is that Hezbollah has been pressured by the militant Islamists throughout the Middle East, you know, to get very involved. And they're somewhat, you know, testing the waters over in the northern part of Israel. I think Israel is quite prepared, and the United States is getting very, very prepared. We still have one aircraft carrier that's not in theater yet. I think it's going to be assigned to the Red Sea, but I think it was just past the Azores and would be in theater in another day or so.
Well, you know,
and then I think things could get interesting.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because some of the listeners who are picking us up this weekend on the weekend edition, they may not have heard what you said earlier in the week, and I think it's important because you were talking about the idea that there may be something in the offing that we don't know about as civilians, but somewhere in the U.S. government, they know something may be about to happen.
Precisely. Precisely right. Because the United States, again, earnestly, as recently as yesterday, not earnestly, and aggressively told Americans to get out of Lebanon. And that Saudi Arabia flew in military aircraft, who, by the way, we train all of their pilots. But it's a sidebar. Mm-hmm. They flew military aircraft to get all their people out of Lebanon. So I think what we're doing here is one of our aircraft carriers is going to be watching all things Iran, and the other part of our assets, and there are a lot of them over there, including personnel, by the way, will be aiding and backing up Israel should Hezbollah decide to get involved and things go sideways.
Very interesting indeed. We've got James in Clearwater calling in this morning. James, good morning. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Kind of shifting gears back to earlier in the night when you're talking about the Ford not building electric vehicles. Talk about government deciding what's going to happen in this country. There was a decision made a few years ago that they were going to go electric, and the choice was between electric and hydrogen fuel cells, and the choice is going to wind up eventually hydrogen. Electric vehicles, they're horrible for the environment, they're horrible to be made, they can't recycle the batteries, they'll catch fire, the range problems, and it's just ecological nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen, you got cheap electricity here with natural gas. No problem getting those hydrogen, oxygen. This is as clean as for the environment as you can imagine. And I think that's pretty much the way it's going to go. And it might take a while, but you mark my words, people are finally starting to wake up, and it might take almost a generation, but that's the future, I believe.
Interesting. Yeah, Denise, what do you think about that?
I think I heard him say that electric vehicles are not going to be in vogue, that hydrogen
is that what fuel cells or some such thing. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, James? Hydrogen?
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
that's exactly
right. Yes.
Well, here's my thing. Ford came out and said, I think electric vehicles are very important, but we're going to stop.
Right. Yeah. Well, they were talking about the consumers going to try to drive the volumes of it, you know, but we got all these mandates, you know. But I appreciate what James is talking about. And thanks very much, James. We got another caller hanging on the line, so we want to get Denise a chance.
If it wasn't for taxes and the benefits that they were paying for the industry, it wouldn't have gotten off the ground.
Well, exactly right.
He's exactly right.
Very
precisely.
Cool. Well, James in Clearwater,
good
thanks.
Job.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We'll talk again soon. All right, I think we got Backgammon Bob also calling in this morning for Denise Simon. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Hey, good. Glad to see you got some caller ID.
We know who you are, Backgammon Bob.
That's right. Hey, anyway, I just wanted to say one thing about Iran, and which is actually Hezbollah, what's the other name, Hamas. They're all just part of Iran. It's like Iran has sent a fifth column into these other countries to do their work for them. So essentially, we're all fighting against Iran, and we should just declare Iran a menace to the world. And if Iran is Israel's enemy, they're our enemy and the world's enemy, and this other, all the other countries of the world should just, if the other countries of the world are not with us, they're our enemy, they're part of our enemies too. And, we all just have to get together against Iran, which is a danger to the world.
Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
All right.
Well, did anybody see the vote yesterday at the United Nations? Pretty much they voted, against Israel. I mean, so it kind of tells you everything that you necessarily need to know. So how many people is Iran and Qatar and Turkey and Saudi Arabia paying off over there at the United Nations for these votes?
Yeah, the UN is just a proxy for other countries. The UN has nothing to do with the reality of the world, how the world really feels, I think.
Yeah, he's saying the UN is just a proxy.
Well, I mean, but they in fact do have, I mean, on paper, they're, I would tend to agree with that. But when it comes to policy and it comes to influence and all those other kinds of things, there is some power at the United Nations. And they've always voted against Israel. They've always, now remember, when the JCPOA, the Joint Plan of Action with the Iranian nuclear deal under Obama and John Kerry. Remember that deal when it got signed, they didn't put it through, which is essentially like a treaty. They didn't go through the Senate, which ratifies them. Remember that?
Yeah.
Instead, they finessed the Senate altogether. And where did they go to have it essentially ratified? The United Nations.
Indeed. Yep.
So it's kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yeah. But the good housekeeping seal of approval is actually more important, in the real world of good housekeeping. So forget the UN. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, Backgammon and Bob, thanks for calling in as well. We're heading out to the break, but we're going to talk to you again.
One last thing, Kyle, one last thing.
Real quick.
We're not dealing with Iran and stuff. We're not dealing with rules and parliamentary procedures. We're dealing with might and measure. You're dealing with might and measure.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you're right.
And go and just like.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Backgammon Bob, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, folks, as we continue across your radio dial in this weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to go over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, you can leave me a direct message there anytime that you're listening to the program this weekend, because on the weekend program, you may be hearing this on a replay sometime during the day on Saturday and or Sunday. But, of course, you can join me live and join me and the regular contributors to the program here every weekday. That's Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Broadcasting, of course, from our flagship station of AM860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, up on the satellite with GCN Networks. And you can go to kylewarrenshow.com for links to listen live to GCN Live and also, of course, to theanswertampa.com as well. So if you have a weather-related issue, something happens to your radio, anything of that nature, you can always go over to kylewarrenshow.com. You can find out the latest updates. You can find me on social media, Facebook and X as well. And you can subscribe to my podcast. You can do all kinds of great things there at KyleWarrenShow.com and always find the program and how to listen there at KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, this from Bloomberg: slump in big purchases clashes with government's strong consumer data. You know, earlier this week, you know, we did hear, well, you know, things are kind of looking good. You know, the economy is strong and this kind of thing. And, of course, this is always going to be sort of the narrative, especially trying to get into an election year. But this from Bloomberg. Makers of refrigerators, boats, and teeth straighteners say U.S. consumers are shunning big-ticket items, defying the macroeconomic reports on spending. Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me the consumers are not looking at the big data, right? The macroeconomic reports. They're not looking at that. And they're not acting commensurate with it. In other words, they are defying it? Well, I suppose so. Shoppers think long and hard before buying a motorized vehicle or washing machine, and they are increasingly reconsidering them. That's a bad sign for a U.S. economy that has been kept afloat and out of recession by the willingness of Americans to keep spending despite high inflation and interest rates. Take Whirlpool Corporation, the maker of Maytag appliances. The company said consumers continue to replace machines that break, but spending on new ones for renovations on new homes, what the company dubs discretionary purchases, has been weaker than expected. Chief Executive Officer Mark Bitzer said Thursday on a call with analysts. The softening demand, which includes customers trading down to cheaper models, has sparked discounting across the industry. Now, promotions are back to pre-pandemic levels after waning in the past 3 years because COVID-19 upended supply chains and limited production. Being back to a pre-COVID promotional environment is not surprising, Bitzer said. However, we expected this to occur one or two quarters later. Getting orthodontics is also a highly considered purchase because it costs thousands of dollars and takes months to complete. Joe Hogan, CEO of Align Technology Incorporated, told analysts Thursday that demand for its Invisalign brand of teeth straighteners was lower than expected. Americans continue to spend on dental work for their children, but are pushing off teeth straightening for themselves, according to the company. Hogan blamed a more difficult macro environment than we experienced in the first half of the year. So you see kind of where this is going, and sure, you know, if your kids need braces, for example, they need orthodontics work. Well, then as a parent, you're going to put them first. But if you have something else that for you might just be cosmetic or something that you've wanted to do, you're more likely, I think, as a parent to say, well, I won't spend the money on that because I need to be able to spend money on my child because they need this. And what I need is going to become secondary. And any, you know, parents will tell you that, right? So, yeah, of course. But in good times, it'll be, yeah, the kid needs braces, but yet I want to do this thing for myself or for my spouse or whatever. And in good times, that's what you find. But right now, what is it? It's a more difficult macro environment than we experienced in the first half of the year. That's the technical term, I guess. The softness in big-ticket items can also be seen at pharmaceutical companies. At AbbVie Incorporated, sales of Botox, yes, Botox, missed estimates last quarter, and other facial treatments such as fillers declined. So again, this goes into that, yes, that discretionary income. And to me as well, discretionary income can be, do you want to go out and see this movie in the movie theater? Because go to the movie theater, it's fun. It's a different kind of experience. You get the movie popcorn and stuff like that. But it could cost a lot of money, especially if you want to go to dinner first and so forth. So a lot of people opt to see it on streaming or rent the movie later. And pay literally a fraction of the cost. And a lot of people, by the way, maybe even before, even during the pandemic, probably put together, you know, a great, you know, sort of home theater system where they are able to experience a lot of this movie type, you know, theater type sound and so forth. It's never exactly duplicated, obviously, but it's more comfortable. You don't have to drive there. You don't have crowds. And, you know, if you're like me, I'm like, oh, you have a popcorn popper thing. I can't recommend them more highly enough. It's great for movie nights. Get this, for Harley-Davidson Incorporated, higher borrowing rates hurt sales of motorcycles, which tumbled 15% in North America. The company has rolled out generous new incentives to stimulate demand, but even then, sales were weak in the third quarter, according to dealerships and research from UBS Group AG. It's clear that the macroeconomic backdrop has been a challenge, said CEO Jochen Zietz, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said on a Thursday during a call with analysts. Inflationary pressures and high interest rates are making it harder for consumers to afford its vehicles. So this is, you know, happening now right in front of our face, because this has been going on for a while. We knew that consumer spending eventually is going to have some real changes, just necessarily. It's difficult to maintain this level because people have already used their credit cards. They are looking at inflation, which is eating up the kind of stuff that they want to buy just on a regular basis, like food and fuel and gas and so forth. And it's just becoming harder and harder. So I have no doubt at all that the discretionary income becomes a major consideration, and they start making these changes quite naturally. So, you know, put another 6 months or get through the holiday season, and we'll see where we're going from there. All right, well, folks, don't forget, to AM860 and Wired Differently are proudly presenting Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka, live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that'll shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at TheAnswer.com. Pardon me, TheAnswerTampa.com. That's TheAnswerTampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Again, tickets are available now at TheAnswerTampa.com. That's TheAnswerTampa.com. And it's brought to you by Wired Differently. So you definitely want to check out Countdown to Election 2024. You're going to have all these great people there. It's going to be a very, very interesting time, to say the least. And so we hope that you can make it. That's going to be on November the 14th. So again, go to theanswertampa.com. That's the home website, of course, of AM860 The Answer, and check it out and check out about getting tickets. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, definitely. All right, folks, well, we are coming up to the end of the weekend edition this morning. It's been a great week on the program. I really want to thank everybody for listening. I really want to thank everybody for calling in and participating. I want to thank our regular contributors. Thanks to everybody at AM860 The Answer. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And thanks again to you, because without you, there's no program. And we love doing it. This is the best job in the world. And I want to thank you again. And we're going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. Make it a great weekend, everybody. And take care out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.